Welcome to Big Blend Radio's California Sequoia Country Show, home to Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Parks, Giant Sequoia National Monument and Sequoia National Forest, and the charming historic agricultural communities that make up Tulare County. Welcome. Today we are getting ready to explore California Sequoia Country, and we're going to talk about the different ways you can experience California Sequoia Country, which is Tulare County in Central California, home to Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Parks, Sequoia National Forest and Giant Sequoia National Monument, and all these awesome communities from Visalia and Exeter to Woodlake and Lindsay, Porterville, Springville, Tulare, Dinuba. Am I missing someone? I better not. I'll get in trouble. Three Rivers. Three Rivers is the gateway also to Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Park. So there's a lot of different communities to experience, but we're going to talk about everything from boating and kayaking to hiking and biking. And we have, as always, awesome guests joining us from the Sequoia Tourism Council. Everything we talk about, go to discoverthesequoias.com. And I'll put everyone's website links in the show notes wherever you're listening or watching this from. So let's get started. All right. So Suzanne Bianco is here. She is from Visit Visalia, and she chose the topic of the day. So Suzanne, how are you?
I'm great. How are you? I'm so happy to be here.
It's good to have you back, Suzanne. So what are we doing transportation-wise? Are you going to swim to get around? What are you doing to get around?
Oh, we're excited because next month starts the Sequoia Shuttle that will begin the routes up to the national parks. So carrying, picking up visitors from most of the hotels along the 198 route for the trip into the park. So we're really looking forward to that starting up.
You know, Suzanne, before I bring everyone on, let's talk about getting to Sequoia Country. What's the closest airport for folks to come in from? I mean, I'm sure people land in LA, maybe drive in or from San Francisco, but what's the easiest airport kind of thing for people?
Oh, yeah. So the easiest airport to reach Sequoia Country is through the Fresno International Airport. It has direct flights from Mexico to points from Phoenix, Denver, Chicago, and now Atlanta and into Dallas as well. So it connects a lot of visitors to this area from all points.
Awesome. Awesome. So everyone's going to land, get in their car, rental car. Are there Ubers out there?
There are some Ubers. There is a V-Line, a shuttle service that runs from the airport to Visalia. And it is a very inexpensive. I think it runs five times a day each direction. So it kind of depends on when your flight lands, but you can pick that up and or take it to the airport in a really easy, fully connected bus, meaning that you can use the internet and whatever on the trek to or from the airport.
You got my word stumble. See, I just passed it on to you. It's all good. Yeah. It's all good. Let's go to the parks. We're going to get Cynthia Kawasaki-Yi back on the show representing Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Park. So Cynthia, I'm going to bet most of us are bringing a car in, right? Or coming in on a shuttle. Do we come in on horseback or no?
Probably not a good idea, but if you do have a horse, there is a campground dedicated to stock. And so there are horse opportunities in the parks, but not a preferred method to go in to enter through the entrance station.
I know. I'm just want to go through the, you know, the entrance station and the ranger's going to look at you like, really? Okay. Good luck with that. Okay. So I know we're going to talk about hiking and everything on the show today with you and all the different ways to get around and explore the parks. But I wanted to touch on this. So anyone planning right now, the best thing to do is to go to your website, right? nps.gov/SEKI. And you say there there's road construction at times, there's all kinds of things like that, but you really give all kinds of information on how to plan according to season even.
Yeah. I mean, if you have the ability to go on our website and do a little bit of trip planning, it's just going to make things so much smoother. You can think about, you know, the cost of getting into the park, the best time of day, times to avoid, especially in the busy season. We really recommend entering the parks before 9 a.m. or after 2, 3 p.m. Just that middle of that late morning, early afternoon timeframe is when you're going to get stuck in a really long line in the summer months. So you get information about that. And then on our website, at the very top, you'll see a set of alerts. And so if there are any road closures, if there's active road construction, just any alerts that would be helpful, that's where you get the current park information of what to expect as you're coming into the park. So we really want to send everyone there just to plan ahead, especially years like this year, particularly, we do have road construction that's going to be taking place. And, you know, it's really easy to just avoid road construction or delays on certain days of the week. And so it's a good idea to check
okay,
things out.
Great. I want to bring Cassidy Collins on. She is from Tulare Chamber of Commerce, and Tulare is home to really, you know, mom and pop shops all the way to an outlet stores and home to the fairgrounds and the International Agri Center where they celebrate agriculture because y'all are in the breadbasket of the world. Welcome back, Cassidy. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. Thank you so much for having me on here again. It's always a good time.
Okay, so Cassidy, are you going to send us out in the fields? Like that's part of our getting around, right? Go pick your own plums. Do we have bee picks anywhere?
Yeah. We are all things agricultural here. We are the dairy capital of the world and we're very proud. So I do want to touch base on the International Ag Expo you mentioned. In that facility, there is a educational program called Ag Ventures. You can walk through and it's very hands-on, interactive. They offer field trips, workshops, and events focused on agriculture. And that is just for anyone and everyone to come in and learn all about farming practices, milking cows, and just crazy
well,
things
and they
like
give,
that.
They put for kids, they can get on those little tractory things.
They do, yep.
I say tractory things because they're like mini tractors, right? They are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's good for kids, but it's also good for adults too. People of all ages come in and learn. Anyone can learn. There's so much to learn that they have there. And we do have some great parks as well. If you're talking about getting around town, we have Zumwalt Park right now that's currently being renovated. They're building a big amphitheater out there. So come November, we're going to have bands like Foreigner, Asia, Flock of Seagulls, Buck Cherry is on the lineup as well. You can purchase tickets right now if you want and get prepared for that. It's going to be awesome. And then we also have like Mooney's Grove nearby. That's between Visalia and Tulare. And then I think Del Lago Park is beautiful as well. And then if you do love coffee, we are a caffeinated city. We have coffee shops everywhere downtown. So take a stroll downtown and check it out. Lots of fun stuff here.
That's awesome. And I want to go over to Porterville, California, and we've got Christy Martin on the show. We've only got her for a few minutes, so I want to touch base with you because Porterville is awesome. It is very historic. It's got a wonderful downtown. And I think that's one of the first things we can say is like just walk downtown, right, Christy?
Exactly. So yeah, you do have to travel a little more east to find us, but that's the beauty of our town is we have a lot of walkability. So both downtown and then we have you know, several community trails here as well that can be utilized that are beautiful as well.
I know you said that you had a Rails to Trails park as well. So tell us about that. That's awesome.
Yeah, we do. So we have a Rails to Trail Parkway. So it's about, I believe, 2.2 miles. And it's beautiful if you go that way. They have it paved very nicely. It's very safely lit up, but you can walk, you can take your bike. So if you prefer not to walk, you can, you know, bike instead. But it'll take you basically from one side of our town to the other. So we have that one. And then we also have one called the Tule River Parkway. And so that one kind of follows our river in town, our Tule River. And we have a group in town that's really invested in some beautiful gardens there. And you can adopt a community garden. So several of our local school districts and businesses have gardens out there as well. So that's a fun walk where you also get to view these beautiful gardens that our different organizations have put together.
Oh, I like that. I like that. So Christy, also you've got a scenic drive. You've got the highway it's 62.
Yeah. So highway 62. Yeah, our All-American Highway is Highway 65. So that
65, yeah.
Yeah. So that runs from north to south. It'll connect us from Lindsay all the way down to Bakersfield. And then we have our Highway 190, which runs up to through Springville and to the National Forest. and past our lake
one.
as well. So when you're talking about kayaking, we also have our lake up Highway 190 as well, where you can do activities like that. And it's getting to be that perfect weather for that.
So that would be Lake Success for folks, that lake. And so you could boat there too. Do you have to have your own, are there like rentals? Like if you fly into town and you didn't bring your kayak on the plane, which I don't think they want you to, like the horse, they don't want the horse
Yeah, there actually are. So you can do houseboat rentals. So if you prefer, so if you prefer, we actually just rented one for Father's Day weekend. So I'm excited for that. So they have different houseboats out there, and they do have kayak rentals as well. So you don't have to lug your kayak on the airplane.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. And then Springville too, you were saying, and then Springville is like a gate, you and Springville, Porterville and Springville are like, you know, sister communities really in a way. They're like your mountain community. And that goes into the giant forest, which has the trail of 1,000 giants, 100 giants. Is it 1,000 or 100?
100. Yeah.
Oh, I just gave you more trees. Come on. But, you know, so that's up there, which is a great walk. And I know they're going through some construction as well. So everyone wants to go to the forest website. Again, if you go to discoverthesequoias.com, everyone's websites who are on the show are linked there. The forest, the parks, everything. But Springville itself, you said that there's a museum there that you can walk around, but you said there's a wine walk coming.
There is.
That to me, wine and walking go hand in hand.
Perfect. I'm there. Yeah, no. So Springville is a very quaint little town. So we do have a few little shopping areas. If you come through, we have some great places to eat. There's a few Mexican restaurants, a hamburger joint, great coffee place. But yeah, in May, their Chamber of Commerce is actually going to be holding a wine walk. So on May 11th. So, so they get to just go through the local businesses, kind of get a feel for what's up there. So it's a really fun evening just to support our small local town. So if you're into something like that, definitely check it out. Because like I said, the shops just have that really quaint, you know, old town feel to them. So it's a lot of fun.
I like your downtown too. You have a lot of murals as well, and a lot of new ones too for folks to experience. So, and a lot of parks. You have a lot of parks with historic sites, and there's the one helicopter one, the military helicopter one. That's cool. So that's a lot of space for people to walk through.
Absolutely.
Good ways to get around. Is the speedway still going? The race thing, the race car thing?
I wish that it was, but unfortunately our speedway is shut down.
Oh,
I know.
That was one way to get around. It's like, flying. That was fun. I had a good time there.
Yeah.
You have a lot going on. Well, there's also golf, and that's a way to explore because you do get to walk and get in a golf cart. That's the danger zone. Get in a golf cart and see what trouble you can get into. You know,
that's the only reason I go golfing is to be in the golf cart. But don't
do you know how to golf? You know how to golf?
No, I just go to be in the golf cart and drive around.
See, and you're supposed to be quiet while they're doing their big, like, we're gonna whack something.
Yeah,
like you're gonna, I don't know, I'm not good at it at all. But I'm so glad you could join us today. It's always fun to have you on the show. Any other events you want to give a shout out to coming up over the spring, summer?
So absolutely. We actually have our spring festival. So this used to be our Iris Festival, which we rebranded. We had planned it for April, but we went ahead and rescheduled because of weather. So that'll actually be coming up on May 11th. So if you're in the area, it's on our main street, our downtown. We'll have vendors, food, car show, chili cook-off. Our junior CEOs will be out there selling their products, and a lot more. I know there's more things happening, but
yeah, but I mean, car show, there's a way to get in your car and go look at them. And also, hey, walk up and down. The festival is going to get you going. So I love that. Everyone, PortervilleChamber.org is a website. Thank you so much for joining us, Christy. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Of course. Thank you so much, Lisa, for having me.
Thanks. I'm going to move over to Suzanne. We're going to go downtown Visalia because I'm going to say your downtown, you actually have like a walking guide, don't you, Suzanne, for Visalia?
Yeah, we do. And this is a great time of year to be doing it because the weather is so nice. But the historic walking tour in downtown is a self-guided tour that takes you through all of the historic buildings to see what they were and what they are now. For example, the Darling Hotel is now a charming rooftop lounge. There's a charming rooftop lounge and restaurant that you can sit outside, but up on top of the hotel. So that's a great spot to walk through. And as you're walking through downtown, you know, pop in here at a shop or pop in there for a glass of wine as you walk through.
Are we back to walking and wining again? We're wining and walking.
We have a wine walk.
if you're
Thursday.
Whining about walking, you get to have a glass of wine after you walk.
Yeah, exactly.
So what about, you know, other activities in regards to movement in your area? Because I think you've got other, like, you know, parks to walk through. You were talking about cycling last time on the show.
Yeah, this is a great time of year to explore outdoors here in the Central Valley. It is just, everything is just beautiful and green. I don't know if we mentioned Kuya Oaks Preserve last year, but just a few minutes from downtown Visalia, you can hit the Kuya Oaks Preserve. It has several different trails throughout the preserve that looks like it is a riparian oak forest. So it looks like what the valley floor maybe looked like 200 years ago. So it's really interesting. And it's very green with the backdrop of the snow caps here in Nevada mountains right now. It's just really spectacular. So it's dog friendly. You can go out there with your, four-legged friend and do as much or as little hiking, walking as you'd like. St. John's River Parkway is another great paved pathway that stretches maybe 6 miles along the St. John's River. It's not always full of water, the St. John's River, but it is a great trail that dips below crossover streets so that you don't ever have to get involved with traffic be on streets where there's traffic. So lots of opportunity for outdoor activity. I think, Cassidy, you mentioned the park down there, Mooney Grove Park. Mooney Grove is a great place to go.
Awesome.
Again, it's a meant to preserve those oak trees that are there. So it's shaded and grassy, and it has paved streets that kind of roads that kind of
and
go
golf.
Those.
Isn't there golf there too?
They have frisbee golf.
Oh, well, there's some movement. Let's get some frisbee. Yeah, you have some coffee and go frisbee it off. Sounds good.
I think frisbee
golf is more style, my style. That sounds easier to me. Do you get to go in a golf cart still or no?
No, you have to walk that one.
Yeah. All right. I can do that too.
Those are a lot of fun. Awesome. There's quite a few of those around the around Tulare County, those frisbee golf courses. That's a fun, different way of doing it. Kids, you know, families can do that together. Doesn't really matter what your skill level is. It's just a really fun way to be outside and to get some exercise.
I know you have a lot of public art. In fact, every community, I think, in Tulare County is big on public art. And Cassidy,
yes.
Tulare, that's one way you can get out and walk and see the public art in your downtown. But I know that you grew up in Exeter too, right? So Exeter, you would say that's a way to get around is to do a public art walk?
Oh, yeah. In Exeter, they have 27 murals. There is a mural tour you can go on. And you could just spend the whole day looking at the art. It's beautiful. It really reflects the history of the area and just, you know, what came before. And it's beautiful.
I love it, too. It's got the park in there. So I'm going back to Cynthia because, Cynthia, you've got the big hikes. You got the easy trails that we like to, the accessible trails, but you got the big hikes. So I want to go on the big hikes, the wilderness area. Tell us a little bit about that, because we're not all allowed to just drive into the park and go to those special places, right? Because that's like it's like the epitome of protection in this country.
Yeah. And I think what people don't realize is when they're coming into the parks, they're only really the main corridor, the front country area that most people see when they come is about 7% of the entire jurisdiction of Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Parks. Over 93% is considered either designated or it's managed as wilderness. And so there's just so much, we call it the backcountry. And it's just really an amazing, amazing place and experience to just get out into wilderness, do a backpacking trip. You can go into wilderness and do day trips. So you can go out to Pear Lake and just really go. It's a little bit more strenuous hike 7 to 10 mile, you know, round trips that you can do in a day. But really, if you really want to just like sleep under the stars with, you know, mountain views and peaks and just cooler weather, better air quality, just really going on a backcountry backpacking trip. And there's different, it's maybe sounds a little scary to people, especially if you haven't gone back there, but there are a variety of, you know, skill levels and different areas that don't require the, you know, the grueling, like carrying of gear and, you know, the elevation gain. There are some easier areas that you can go to. You can go, you know, to the Bear Paw area. You can go Pear Lake. If I can do it, you can do it.
Okay, but wait a minute. Let's talk about Morro Rock, because listen, that's some upstairs climbing and downstairs. How many, like that?
Ooh, don't know how many stairs.
All I know is it's up.
It's definitely over 100. It's like
400, I think.
400, yeah.
That's what we roughly say.
Yeah, I would say 300 to 400 stairs. But you know what? My secret is, we do have some informational panels on your way up. And so you just, you know, step aside, really be interested in what the history and the information that's on those panels,
and
use that opportunity to take a breather. Stop and take some photos. No one will know that you're really just really out of breath.
No, you're just like, I'm dying. No, I'm kidding. But or you just hook, you know, there's these dog leashes that you can hook onto your belt and walk with the dog, right? And so you just hook them onto your kids or something. Just let them carry you up.
Have someone pull you up.
Yeah. That's the way to go. And then you just get like a kayak to go back down. Just go down the stairs that way. It doesn't work, does it?
Oh, boy, Lisa, you're going to get us in trouble. Please do not take either a dog or a kayak up the Morro Rock Trail.
All right. See, yeah, there's, okay. So this is important, though, is to know about that. So let's talk about dogs.
Yes.
Because a lot of people want to go hiking with their dogs. And I'm going to tell you this, there are dog friendly parks around the country. And I'm just going to plead with everyone to keep your dogs on the leash if it is a leashed in place, just even for people who are scared of dogs, which I'm not, but you don't know what the other dogs are going to do and you just don't know. So can I just do that now? And then you do allow dogs in at certain places or no in the park?
I recommend not bringing your pets over to the parks, because if you're just driving through the parks and you just are up and you just want to enjoy the views, totally. But if you do plan on getting out, even for a 30-minute chunk of time or just for a couple hours, you're going to need to leave your dog in your vehicle. We do not allow dogs on trails. If you're staying at a campground or if you are just stopping at parking lots and, you know, driving through, that's okay. But if you're planning to go on any of the trails or kind of go exploring in any way, you can leave them in your vehicle. But especially in the summer when it gets warmer, it's just not a fun day for your dog. We do have the Forest Service that is in between, you know, Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Park. So there are other recreational areas and opportunities for them. But really come with that in mind and don't just assume that you can come see the Sherman Tree or go on a trail or go into the backcountry and bring your dog with you. It's just, I feel like it's not really fair to your poor dog.
Well, the other thing too, is you have trails that are very accessible too, like Round Meadow, the Big Trees Trail, that are, you know, it's like a boardwalk and things like that. And I want people to understand. In fact, we created a Facebook group called 1 Hour Walk, #1 Hour Walk, over this, because a lot of people that we talked to when we first started our tour were going, well, you know, you have to be like some athlete to go to a national park and do a trail. And I'm like, no, not at all. Like, have you seen me aside of, you know, stand up outside of Zoom? No, you can get, we can all do this. And so, and it's really, you have accessibility trails.
Yeah, we have a range of accessible trails where you, if you're in a wheelchair or are just needing just a flatter area and a flatter trail to walk on. If you're with older family members or someone that has, you know, a disability, please stop by one of our visitor centers. We have an actual accessibility guide. We actually have it on our website too. And it just goes through all of the recommended trails. If you have a visual impairment, we have waysides that have, what is it called? Braille? For people who need that. We just have a range of accessibility features here at the park. So definitely come. There's something to do for everyone. And we really want family-friendly trails that are more flat and shorter, closer to a main parking lot. Most of these front country sites like Morro Rock or the General Sherman Tree, the General Grant Tree. These are more accessible areas to visit with family of all ages. And
I also want to say, by being like the Junior Ranger program, if you have kids, isn't that a way to kind of get your kids kind of more immersed in what's going on instead of them running crazy like banshees? Because we all know that happens, right? And I'm not against it, but
I
I'm
have
saying
a little boy, yes.
So, but having like an activity kind of gets everyone focused and in like sync as a family moving through a park area where you have to be aware of wildlife.
Yeah, and it gives them something to do and something to look for. It gives them an excuse to look for certain things and keeps them engaged. There's activities that they can do maybe on the, you know, on the bus. We talked about shuttles. There is our shuttles that come on board starting Memorial Day weekend. So taking the shuttle in between sites, they can, you know, fill out their Junior Ranger book in between different locations. But it also like helps them look for things that they maybe wouldn't typically look for, whether it's a sequoia cone or a bear or a bird or, you know, the different things in the park.
The little teeny sequoia cones. They're teeny little
They're so
babies.
Tiny.
They're little babies. Okay, so where can we kayak? So Lake Success, where else? Any other kayaking spots?
Lake
Is there
Kauai.
One's in the Lake Kauai? So that's right outside Three Rivers.
So Hume Lake, right? Hume Lake has rentals that they do, and that's Forest Service connected to the national parks.
Okay. Cassidy, any water areas near you in Tulare, Exeter area?
I was thinking Mooney Grove Park, back to that park again. They used to have paddle boats where you could get in and pump your feet with a friend. I don't know if they still have those. Do you guys know?
They don't have them now. They're working on, a group is restoring those paddle boats. And so they hope to bring them back. I don't have a date on that, but maybe check back on that. We'll definitely let you know, Lisa, when those are going to be back on board, or
that'll
we can go
fun.
Back on board.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was good. I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
So, like,
so there's
the
a,
Yeah,
big paddle boat through that lagoon. That's a lot of fun. You can fish there. Kids can go fishing there if they like, actually, as well.
All right. So we got water. We've got land, cycling. What about mountain biking? That would be more forest than National Park Service.
Yeah. So I mean, I think there's, you're allowed to bike on roads in the parks. And so if it's, you know, sometimes we close Morro Rock Crescent Meadow Road in the winters or on weekends when the shuttles are running. And so that's an opportunity there. If you have a bike with you, you can bike along those roads. There's,
oh, cool.
Because of the elevation gain, and it's not the most conducive to biking, but areas like Cedar Grove or areas like Morro Rock Crescent Meadow Road, you're allowed to bike.
Okay. Well, I'm not going up that hill into Sequoia National Park on a bike. There's no way.
I have seen people actually going from the foothills all the way up to Giant Forest on bikes, and I don't know how they do it.
And by the time they get there, they're grabbing on, like, I really need to hug a tree and get that oxygen. And the tree's like, I'm too big for you. I'm a giant, you know, I'm a jolly green giant. But that's, I mean, it's amazing. And, you know, there's something for everyone in all ways. I mean, going from the little tractors at the International Agri Center, I think that's, you know, here I'm going to drive a little tractor to, okay, now I'm going to go out in the wilderness to kayaking, boating, fishing, cycling. The Rails to Trails program is fantastic. I'm glad that that's there in Porterville. But have I missed anything else? I think it's pretty cool.
We've talked about a lot of different things. And that Santa Fe Trail connecting Tulare and Visalia along same idea where that was where the train tracks used to be. They took that out and put in a paved pathway all the way down to Mooney Grove and onto Tulare. I think it's ideally going to connect all of those two cities.
Cool. Mm-hmm. And then for spring in the future, people should know about the Blossom Trail too, that they can follow.
I mean, just drive through this area is just amazing during the springtime. Mid-February to mid-March is just a wash with those pink and white blossoms. If you're coming from the south and you're along that 190 highway, there's some really pretty amazing orchards there. And just north of the Visalia area, the almonds, nectarines, peaches, all of those stone fruit trees are blooming in the early spring too to make it just a beautiful. People come from all over to have their picture taken in the groves, and it's just a really beautiful time of year. And when you realize all of those blossoms will soon become delicious fruit, it's even, you know, all the better.
It's like, yeah, the bounty, right? It's awesome. You go from cheese to fruit to nuts. You got it all for picnics.
Yeah.
The other thing is Three Rivers has their first Saturday art event. I think that's still going, right? Where people follow the map and go from art to like one art destination to the other. We've done it a few times and you're up in the foothills rolling around and, well, not rolling around, but it's rolling hills and it's beautiful. And you get to go see artists at work, which is really cool because they're normally, you know, hidden off in their studios, especially in Three Rivers. They're like, we're out in nature, leave us alone, we're creating. And then they're like, okay, now I'm a people day. I'll let people in and show what we do. And to see the artistic process, that's a cool way to get around and explore the area. So very cool. And Cynthia, how many hikes do you think you have in the park?
I don't know how many hikes, but I can tell you, I think it was 822, 860, about, I think 866 miles of trails in these parks. So there are numerous trails of all distances, you know, grade level, all sorts of experiences. We have lots of trails.
Waterfalls. This is going to be a good waterfall year. Good waterfall year.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's it. Follow the waterfalls. Yeah, this is awesome. Well, ladies, thank you so much for joining us. Everyone, visit visalia.com is where to go. NPS.gov/SEKI for the national parks and tulerichamber.org. And then also porterevillechamber.org. But everything is linked from discoverthesequoias.com. Thank you all. We'll see you next month. Thank you.
See you next month.
Hey, Lisa. Bye, ladies.
Let's go kayaking. Thank you for joining us here on Big Blend Radio's California Sequoia Country Show. New episodes air every first Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time. You can keep up with the show at bigblendradio.com, but also plan your Tulare County escape. Go to discoverthesequoias.com.